Add my welcome. It's a joy to see you all here this morning. If you could be opening your Bibles and turning back to Luke chapter 22, the reading we had a little earlier on, Luke chapter 22, page 1057 or 58. And can I encourage you to take one of these little booklets? They're for adults, but please do receive this as a gift if you haven't got one already. And another book. This really is the testimony of a Christian in the army, how he came to faith. How he lives out his faith in the army. And then this book, maybe we've got questions about why God allows so many horrific things to go on in his world. Where was God when that happened, we may ask. Well, this is a book that you're, again, welcome to take. If you would read it and you're interested in that question, then do take it. Well, let's pray, shall we, as we come to this part of God's word. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you so much for your sacrifice on the cross in the place of people like us. And we thank you that this is something that you are personally interested in, our response to that sacrifice, the freedom that you have bought for us. So Lord, please speak to us as the living Lord this morning and set us free. Amen. Well, sacrifice deeply moves us, does it not? Or at least it should do. We know it should move us. In the booklet that we are giving out this morning, Gavin Dixon of the Royal Scots Guards writes of a man who laid down his life. Lance Corporal Stephen Monkhouse died coming to the aid of a guardsman who had been shot. He did what every soldier hopes he will have the courage to do if the need arises. He laid down his life for his friend. We salute him and honour our fallen. And Stephen Monkhouse, Monkey was his nickname, was awarded posthumously the Military Cross. And that is just one example, isn't it, of countless stories, countless numbers of people who intentionally lay down their lives for others in war, people sacrificing themselves for others. It moves us, does it not? And it should do. Whatever we believe causes war, the greed of people or evil ideologies, we can agree that freedom is bought with blood. Freedom is bought by sacrifice. The freedoms that we enjoy today has been bought by countless numbers of people shedding their blood. And the horror of it, the grief of it can move us, but so too should the love. Of course, many would seek to explain people laying down their lives for others as some kind of genetic program gone wrong, or even just military training. But such a view surely denies people the dignity of a personal choice in which they choose to sacrifice their own life to save others. A noble choice, a good choice, a wonderful choice, because now we enjoy the freedom that their blood has bought. It is perhaps the greatest demonstration of love for the values that we share, the freedoms we share, is it not? To lay down one's life for those values, whether it's a choice to throw oneself on a grenade when it threatens the life of others, or a choice to queue up to join the army in military conscription. See, freedom is bought by sacrifice, and that points to the fundamental reality of the universe, that eternal freedom is bought by God's sacrifice. See, sacrificial love is not an illusion or a mirage. Yes, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. We live where there is cruel competition. We live in a world where there is war. But Jesus said of himself, recorded by his best friend John, "If the Son," that's Jesus, God the Son, "if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." What did he mean by that? Well, our passage goes some way to explaining it. It was the Last Supper. The Last Supper was the Passover celebration of the Jewish people, still celebrated. A celebration of freedom from slavery to the from the tyranny of Egypt. I'm sure we've seen the Prince of Egypt, or maybe we can think back to Charlton Heston being Moses. God brought freedom from slavery through the death of a lamb. And that lamb was slain. Its blood was shed and was put over the lintel, the doorposts, so that the angel of death would pass over the Israelites. And it was that shedding of blood that set them free some 3,500 years ago. And as Jesus celebrates the Passover of his day, he changes it and claims to be the Lamb who shed his blood to set people like you and me free forever. He says to his disciples in verse 19, do look at it with me. Check that what I'm saying is what he said. He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Why would he suddenly change the Passover meal and instead of celebrating the death of a lamb, now be talking about his own body being broken? Well, his blood was going to be shed to set people like you and me free. And then later on in verse 20, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. See, Jesus tells his disciples that just as in the Old Testament, the lamb's blood was shed to set them free from slavery in Egypt, so Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, was now going to shed his blood so that people like you and me can be forgiven, can be given the Holy Spirit, eternal life, a new freedom. So today we remember the sacrifice of countless numbers of people to bring us freedom. But can I also encourage you to think of that one sacrifice of Jesus Christ that, if we will trust in him, can set us free from death and the judgment of God against us, can set us free from this veil of tears, free from a world of war, free from a world where people die, into a world that is new, without evil, without tears, because the blood of the Son of God can set you and me free if we trust in him. So let's pray, shall we? Let's come to him now. Thank you for listening. And I hope that helps us as we consider the sacrifices we remember today. Let's pray together. Father, we praise you and thank you for the countless people who have laid down their lives for our freedom. We remember them today with deep gratitude. And Father, we thank you that you have sent your Son into the world to set people free from sin and death, bringing forgiveness and eternal life. Grant to each one of us, we pray, that faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, which means that in the future we will be with him in his kingdom, eating at his table, knowing that his blood set us free. Amen.